How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Your time and expertise are valuable, making focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant, real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything. From brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
I don't even know what the show's called. Here we go.
Dude, just what? Trust me.
Okay, here we go. Listening. How you doing out there, podcast people? This is Nobody's Listening Podcast, episode 19, brought to you on May the 3rd, 2007.
Yes.
And I'm one of your hosts, James, and my brother's here.
And I'm David.
And we're so glad that you chose to join us this fine afternoon.
Thank you.
We just want to urge you, at the request of several other listeners, to go ahead and pull those earbuds out of your ears. Go out and get some sunshine. Take a walk. Come back when you're ready. Because
we'll be waiting.
We've had several warnings and we've had a lot of concern about our listeners listening to our podcast with their earbuds in their ears, especially in public places.
Yes.
Because the podcast makes people laugh out loud.
LOL.
It makes them LOL. And it causes people problems. So right off the bat, we wanted to go ahead and play a warning that we've created for our show so that you won't sue us. Here we go.
Nobody's Listening is a comedy podcast featuring hilarious stories that will cause you to laugh uncontrollably. Listening to this podcast in public or in the presence of loved ones while wearing headphones is not recommended and may result in one or more of the following. Sideways glances, perturbed husbands, strange looks from household pets, confused neighbors, bikers wanting to hurt you, classmates thinking you're mentally retarded, government seizure of your MP3 playing device due to your breaking the code of silence, general humiliation, ejection from public transportation, and in a few cases, nausea, diarrhea, shortness of breath, and upset stomach. I wish I could tell you that instances of these side effects are rare, but most are common. If your laughter continues for more than 4 hours, please see your doctor immediately.
So anyway, folks, just take that warning to heart.
Yes.
Make sure if you're listening to this in a public place, try to hold it in rather than laughing out loud, LOLing and ROLTF
something
rolling on the floor laughing. I don't know how that goes. Rather than doing that, try to hold it in. So rather than ha ha ha, you'll sound like
yeah. Just don't blow an O-ring.
Yeah, just don't pop that gasket.
Don't do that.
Anyway, a little bit of business. Website, if you want to check us out, is www.nlcast.com. You can send us an email at nobodyslisteningtous@gmail.com. Or you can call the Nobody's Calling line.
206-600-5704.
That's right. And do that. Why not do that? Call us right now.
Call it.
Leave
right
a message.
Now.
It's going to ask you if you want to send a fax. Because it's a free line, because we're poor, because nobody sponsors us, except for one person.
One person.
We got to sponsor one person for one show, but just ignore that and leave your message after the beep, and we'll play it on the show.
Yeah.
Anyway, we always start off the show with an explanation, and that is that we are two half-brothers telling the whole story, telling our funny stories.
Can't believe we finally got it on the podcast.
And we invite you to do the same. So please, our show is only half as good without you, so send in your stuff.
Yeah.
What's been going on? Here's your weekly update. It's my life.
It's now or never. David, you want to go first or you want me to go first?
You can go first.
Okay. All right. Mine's not funny because it's annoying and irritating. So it's going to be hilarious to you guys because the only truly funny thing our fans really enjoy are the times where people are injured or their feelings are hurt.
Yeah.
Or if somebody is scared pantsless. You ever been scared pantless, Dave? It's terrible.
Yep.
This one was Sunday morning. I was feeling kind of down. And in my job, it don't matter if you're feeling down or not. You got to get up there in front of those kids and you got to make like everything's great. Because, you know, Sunday morning people come in and they want to be uplifted. They want to be happy and all that. Matter of fact, I had a teenager tell me one time she never wanted to be a pastor because pastors can't ever be real. Because they can't be angry if they're really angry. And I thought about that because there's a certain amount of truth to that, that you can't be exactly how you want to be all the time. But I thought about it and I came back with this. Yeah, I'm nice when I can be, and I'm happy when I can be, even when I don't want to be. Mm-hmm. Because when I can't, that way it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
And so this morning I was able to pull it together and I had a great service, had a great time. The kids never knew. But that morning I was really struggling. I wanted to go home. I was tired. I was sick. I wasn't feeling great. So I dressed up a little bit more. I usually wear jeans, a shirt, and a coat. But I just made sure my shoes looked right. I made sure my shirt was ironed. I wore this coat. And I only have three coats that I wear. And I wear them with jeans and shirt. So I'm kind of casual, kind of semi-formal, whatever. I'd given one of my coats away to a kid on our buses because she had asked for it. Her mom had died a couple months ago and she's just really feeling sad. She asked for the coat. I gave her the coat. This is my only other coat that I still fit in because I've recently put on a lot of weight thanks to my depression over David leaving. No guilt. So anyway, actually, I was sitting in this chair right here, David, and the armrest have little parts that poke forward and poke backwards, and I had my coat on in my seat, and I go to get up suddenly, my lower jacket pockets on the outside caught on these stupid armrests, and I stood up and ripped both of the pockets on my coat.
That sucks.
I ripped both of them, not just one, both, and I wanted to go home so bad. I was so angry and so upset. I was just like, oh my God, you know, what else can happen? And I just said, you know what? Nobody's going to notice this. Nobody cares. And I just went on about my day. And in a couple minutes, I forgot all about it. Nobody ever mentioned it. The coat is in the back of my car, shoved back there like a piece of trash.
Oh.
So, yeah, $80 coat, ripped, stupid chair. Hate it.
Yeah.
That sucks. The only other thing that I can think of has happened is we had administrative assistance day last week, but we didn't really do anything special until this week, and we fed all our admins lunch, and I had a lot of fun because we did it all fancy schmancy, and they came in and they were talking about how it was so fancy. This is like the Peppercorn Duck Club, you know, which is like the fanciest restaurant in Kansas City. Yeah, but they were being, you know, church people, so they were like, "This is the Peppercorn Dove Club," you know.
Oh wow!
Which I was like, I think I threw up a little bit in my mouth when they said that. But so to try to get one over on us, they sent their one thing they do at the Peppercorn Duck Club. If you go to eat there, they'll take your leftovers and they will stylize a duck out of aluminum foil and bring your dinner back in this stinking sculpture made out of, and it's amazing. It pretty much is. I've never eaten there, but I've seen people walking out, you know, all fancy with their nose in the air, with the keys to their Lexuses, Lexi, I think is the plural of Lexus. And so anyway, they sent their dinner back to us, talking about the Peppercorn Dove Club, and they, you know, they wanted us to do them up. And dude, they let me get a hold of it.
Uh-huh.
And so the first one I sent out was a duck. And they were like, oh my gosh. And they were just so impressed. So somebody else was like, yeah, do me one. So I sent her out. I wrapped it up and put it together. And I did it like a dove with a fan tail and the whole thing. They were just like, oh. So one of the ladies like, oh, do mine. So she goes back and I did hers in the shape of a cobra. It was standing up. It had its feet, you know, the whole thing. And it literally stood on the guy's hand as he went to go deliver it to her. And then, so then, you know, there was a little pause and somebody else decided they want theirs. So I did that snake. I did a fish and we took it out on a cutting board and the whole thing, like, oh, just slid it off on the plate. I did a saxophone. I don't know. I was getting kind of, and then lastly, I did a tiara. It was somebody's cheesecake, and they didn't want it, so I squished it into a tiara and went out and put it on her head. And I don't think it's very edible, you know, but it was definitely cute. It was fun. So anyway, that's my weekly update. Beat that.
Oh gosh. I can't. I'm not going to do it.
Do it. No. You told me before the show. It's good. I can help you elaborate.
Okay, well, here's the thing.
It involves butt cream, folks.
It involves, yes. Well, I was at work.
There's nothing wrong with butt cream, David.
And I was checking out a woman. I tell this to James. There's no way to beat around the bush. I wasn't looking at her.
David works at a register.
Yeah.
He was checking her out.
It sounds so bad.
That's like this. Like last night, some kid comes up to me and he's like, "Are we having chicken?" And I'm like, "Dude, it's church. You know, it's Wednesday night service. And we're not having chicken." They're like, "No, check-in." And I'm like, "Oh my God, they're asking if we're doing our new check-in system." And I'm like, "No, we're not doing check-in. We're doing check-in. We're not doing check-in." And some kid walks up on us and like, "We're having chicken?" And so all these kids kept piling up, and all of them are hearing chicken, and they're getting so excited. We're having chicken, and then I'm like, "No, we're not doing check-in or chicken." And they're like, "Oh, okay, we're not having check-in." And it just kept going because then parents are hearing it. You're feeding my kids chicken? You know, oh my God. Anyway, go ahead.
So
you're checking out this just chick.
Yeah, I'm. There's no what other way can you say it?
You are ringing her up.
Ringing. I am taking money from this woman to purchase a product at my store.
Okay.
And she had like 10 bucks, but it was like 12. So she started rummaging through her purse.
Uh-huh.
And most women just move stuff aside. Yeah. She pulled a mom. Start pulling
she
stuff
pulled a Mary
out.
Poppins. She's started pulling lamps out.
Tables. A spoonful of sugar. I'm like, what the crap? She starts pulling all this stuff out. Well, she pulled out a Ziploc bag about, you know, you can fit 2 quarts into it. And it had butt cream and some
prophylactic
things. Some other very sensible medical creams and protection and all this stuff. And she does not even mind. She doesn't even care.
She had her own little Costco right
she
there.
Did. It was like CVS, man. And so she pulls all that. And I'm like looking, you know, I'm like, okay, I'll look to the left. I'll look towards the parking lot.
Oh, God, I got that so beat, dude. I just remembered some stories I need to tell later on. I need to tell.
Make a notation.
I do. Go continue.
Well, anyway, so I'm looking to the left, and she actually pulls the rest of the dollar bills out from between her wallet and the butt cream bag. Now, I know this woman did not wear latex gloves when she opened that bag, so the bag is infected with butt cream. And I am not a rude person, but I stared off so she would drop the dollar bill. And I could just pick it up with 2 pins and put it in the register because I didn't want to touch it.
You know, ma'am, I think I got this covered.
Yeah, I'll get you change. Just leave. But yeah,
you know what's worse than that? I used to work at a register, and when a man pulls a wallet out, and the wallet is wet, the bills are damp.
Wet. The bills are wet. I had that.
It's hiney sweat, dude.
This is butt sweat. It is. People, you think your butt doesn't sweat? It does.
It's got.
Dry those bills out before you give them to your register people.
Now, it's one thing when you're in Florida and people are going to the beach and stuff. I'm cool with salty water.
I'm cool with humidity.
I'm cool with humidity. But in the Midwest, there ain't no reason for your bills to be damp.
I mean, he pulls it out and wrings it out, hands it to you. You're like, I'm throwing it in the dryer, dude.
Good Lord. See, that was good. It turned out good.
That was delightful. You just need to work on that self-esteem. Yes, you do. You're just so precious.
Oh my God, shut up. Let's go.
It's the featured story.
It's David's turn. You know it's your turn.
I know. Okay, here we go.
Showing off for the camera. Tell your story.
Okay, so here's the deal. I told you about me and my friend Max jumping over the dock with the bicycles, right?
Yeah.
Well, we had this.
That was during our theme show, the bike show.
Yeah. Well, we had
show number 15?
I don't know. I'm glad you remember the numbers.
16?
We had this friend. His name was PJ.
Hmm.
Tall, skinny, blonde hair, goofy looking. Like, he wanted to look like he was buff. So if you ever asked to see his hands, he would go like this and try to flex them.
Flex your hands.
He'd flex his hands for you. So he was always doing that stuff, always buff. He would always outrun us.
Was he? I mean, did he have
no,
anything?
No, he was just skinny and tall. And he would always try to outrun us, always try to out whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go farther into the Suwannee River than us. Well, me and Max, we conspired against PJ.
Okay.
He's like, dude, we so need to set this up. We need to find something that he cannot do. That's the ultimate goal.
Okay.
So we try different things. We're like, okay, how much weight can you lift? And we just went through like, it was like Survivor. Because every week we had something new. And me and Max always got beat.
You got to be thinking all week, what can we do?
What can we do? So.
So was there anything else besides that? I mean.
I can't remember everything, you know, lifting stuff up, trying to swim halfway across the Suwannee River and come back. But you actually, the tide,
the tide current will take you down. Current, yeah.
So. I told him we have to figure out something that he cannot do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we both, I told him, I was like, how long can you hold his breath underwater? And Max like, dude, his dad's Navy SEAL. His dad was really a Navy SEAL. And he's like, he can hold his breath forever. So me.
Because that stuff's genetic.
It is. It's in the blood.
If you become a Navy SEAL, automatically you pass your SEAL genes down to your son.
So
logic of 8-year-olds.
We took a 5-gallon bucket. Turned it upside down, pulled it underneath the water to the bottom ring of the ladder. We told him, I bet you I can hold my breath like 3 minutes. I would dive down there, put my head in the bucket
and
with all
the air
for 3 minutes. We about killed that boy. He went down for a minute, and he didn't know where he was. You know, Suwannee's murky. You can't see. And he went down, and he was trying so hard. He came up kicking and coughing up water. We about killed him. He's like, no, we're going to do this again. We're going to do this again. I messed up. I touched something or something like that. So we we couldn't reset the oxygen without him knowing. That's so gross. We had a plan for the next week.
Okay.
Did it again, man. Did it again. So we pulled it underneath there. He got down there. We're like, PJ, you go ahead and go first. We'll you know, set the standard, PJ. So we got down there. He was good. He was doing good. Minute and a half.
Mm.
And then I was like, okay, dude, I'm got asthma. You know, I really can't breathe that good. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it. But this time we had the oxygen filled up. Like it wasn't just halfway in the bucket.
Uh-huh.
5 minutes. It was at least 5 minutes. I came up and Max was like, I thought you were dead. I was like, no, the oxygen level was perfect. But yeah, so he totally got gypped on that one. And we never told him because he'd probably hurt himself trying to beat our.
No, after the 5 minutes, though, did he go underneath and try?
No, he did it first. The first time we did it, I did it first, and then he did it second. Well, the second time we did it, I let him set
What made you come up after 5 minutes? I mean, did you just...
Oh, it was just the oxygen level was getting way too low. I was starting to get lightheaded.
Oh, really?
I wanted to push it as long as I could, but I was like, I better go up. It was 20 feet. It was long. I mean, it went straight down to the bottom.
Oh, my God.
And then you feel things flood around your feet.
Yeah, the Suwannee River.
And then you start breathing faster, you start getting you know, dizzier faster.
Suwannee River has things in it. It is a living
organism. Has like gars. You ever seen a gar before?
No.
The alligator-looking fish?
I've seen them, but I thought that was fake, like the snipe hunting. Somebody talked to me about alligator gars.
Yeah.
They're real.
They're huge. Like 5 feet long.
God. Are they afraid of people or do they like toes?
No, they don't eat. They don't have teeth.
Oh.
No.
Alligator gars.
No, gars do. They do have teeth. What's the long thing they take caviar out of?
Barracudas?
No. Oh, I can't remember. But anyway.
What do they take caviar out of, people?
Well, it's not.
Belugas?
It's not like salmon eggs or anything. It's, I can't remember the name of it. But anyway.
Somebody write in. We'll send you a button.
Yeah, Google it real fast. people?
People. People eggs?
So anyway, that's my story. We never told him because we know he would try to kill himself trying to beat us.
Even with the bucket.
Even with the bucket. He would try to.
Man, I hate people like that. We had a guy like that in high school, and he...
The overachievers.
Well, in everything. And even, yeah. I mean, and he never... It was in school. It was an art class, so it was never physical stuff. It was always just whatever you said. And so he loved comic books, and he loved Gambit. Gambit was a new character back then. Yes, I'm old. Right? Yeah, the card charging dude. And so he would walk around, and this is high school. This isn't elementary. He had a trench coat, and he had a deck of cards in his pocket all the time, and he would always talk about how he was Cajun. And this dude was whiter than I was, you know. And he's, I'm Cajun, and I work at a comic book shop. Where do you work at the comic book shop? There's none in our little small town. Oh, I work at a comic book shop in Jacksonville. How much do you get paid? I'll get paid like $300 a week, dude. How often do you work? Oh, a couple days a week. It's a sweet deal. And he's like, yeah, I'm Cajun. And what else did he say? But he worked in this, and he was like, yeah, I love Gambit. And he'd draw pictures, and they were stupid. But you'd talk about stuff like, I went to a theme park. He's like, oh, yeah, I own that theme park. You know, my grandpa, he owned it too. And then if you had something bad happen to you, like something you wouldn't normally want to brag about, like your butt cream story, you know, yeah. Oh, man, dude, I had a terrible day yesterday. This lady handed me $5 out of some butt cream. And he'd be like, oh, I could beat that, dude. One time, a leprosy guy came in, his arm fell off, and the arm handed me $5. You know, and so even your worst stuff, he had something worse. He always had something better, and he always had something worse. He could beat you on any level.
Yeah, it was funny. When in shop class, we had a guy like that, automotive shop class, and I know that there – oh, actually, the thing is we told him, I was like, dude, have you ever seen an A3 Corvette? He's like, yeah, dude, my dad's got one. A3 Corvette? He's like, yeah, my dad's got one, dude. It's freaking sick. They didn't make an A3 Corvette. And then he was the same guy. He thought he was so musically talented, played guitar. I was like, dude, Stevie Ray Vaughan's going to be in town this week, Ocala. He's like, yeah, my dad just bought tickets. I was like, great. Stevie Vaughan's been dead for like, since 89. Dude, I thought you meant Jimmy Vaughan.
Stupid.
That's his brother.
And then, there was this kid on – I had a tape back when I wanted to be a musician. I had made up a mockery, a tape of mine. It said James Kinnison, and it had a – yeah, just stylized it, printed it out, and it was a cassette. Yeah, and I handed it to a friend of mine. The friend goes to this other friend, and he's like, yeah, have you ever heard this guy? He's good. And the guy's like, yeah. Yeah, he is good.
Oh, my God. I hate people like that. Don't try to be cool.
No, don't try to be cool. Be yourself. That is only the true cool.
That's true.
I wish I'd known that in high school, dude. I really do. Because it was funny. The popular kids all hang out with each other. The unpopular kids all hang out with each other. And the unpopular kids – or the popular kids only talk to each other. But the unpopular kids talk to everybody. So who's the most popular?
The unpopular.
Exactly. And they're funner anyway.
Yeah.
And it's cheaper to hang around with them. It really
is. Very cheaper. You don't go to the mall all the time.
Well, no. And you don't have to buy all the clothes and stuff. And it's just great.
Just go to Walmart.
Up next, news, E, and V mail.
First thing we want to say is we wanted to thank Matthew because Matthew sent us $25.
Thank you, dude.
Through our new donation link that's on our website. You can also donate at nlcast.com. Click on that link. Get a PayPal account. Go through 15 minutes of trouble to sign up and send us 5 cents. It'd be great. But no, Matthew, dude, thank you. He said he felt guilty getting all this for free.
Wow.
And I feel guilty giving it for free. So
I don't want to do it anymore if they're not paying us.
Oh, my gosh.
James? Are you puking in your mouth?
I got bad heartburn.
Yeah, spaghetti will help.
Spaghetti, yeah. Italian food. Yeah. Anyway, we're still on What's Hot in iTunes. Matter of fact, we got bumped up. We were the last one on the last page. And then last week, we were like third from the last. Now we're almost all the way to the third page. We're like next to the last. We beat Hanson and Switchfoot.
Hanson?
Dude.
How could we have beaten them?
We are right behind an HBO show.
I love Hanson.
Bop. That's the only thing I know of theirs.
Yay.
They were really young back then. And then I was checking out the what is it called? Our map. Frapper map. And I noticed we had some people like from way far away.
I didn't even see these when I looked in there last night.
Some of these have been on there for a while, but I imagine. But some of them are brand new. I just want to say first, from the Gulf, the Persian Gulf, we have somebody named Hala. Or Allah. I don't know. It's H-A-L-I-S. And he says, love the podcast. So if you are out there and you live there, we love you. If you're out there and you're a serviceman, we love you too. So that's awesome. We got somebody from Japan named Lee that says she has taken us all over Japan and Korea. And that's awesome. So too bad folks don't I hope they speak English.
Well,
over
they
there.
Have to, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. So get all those people on there. It's awesome.
And then who else we got?
From Finland, we have Saffron.
Oh, that's a nice name.
Yeah, Saffron, I don't know. And they say we rock.
Thank you.
Like we don't know.
Ugh.
Duh. Another thing is we hit 50 iTunes reviews today. 50 stinking iTunes reviews. You know,
does that make us anything?
That I don't know. Yeah, we should get a gold star by our name or something. But there are podcasts out there that have been on there 3 or 4 times longer than us, and they have like 14 reviews or something. So that doesn't mean we're awesome. It means you are awesome.
Yeah.
You guys are rad. You're just inverted. You're radical. You're what is it?
Awesome.
I'm trying to think of some 80s stuff. You're radical. You're gnarly.
Gnarly.
You're radical.
Gnarly.
So. Thank you. And then
51 reviews.
51. Good job, 51. Thanks, Lisa. We will be looking forward to that. I thought Lisa already left one.
No, that's Urias.
Speaking of which, we will. We just want to give some shout outs to people in the forums. Well, we're not in the forums. I'm sorry. On StickCam. We are on StickCam today. We forgot to mention it at the beginning of the show. And we just like to think I see Miss Lisa on there. I see G Smith,
Seth
777, and Urothothothoth.
Uros.
Yeah.
Urosus.
And so thank you guys for being on the forum or the forums in the chat room today. And if you'd like to join us, we usually are doing that Thursday nights at or around 5 o'clock Central Time. So get on there. Holler at us.
Holla back.
Holla. So anyway, we got some voicemails, Dave. You want to hear
talk
them?
About the voicemails? Yeah,
go ahead. Let's just play them.
Hi, I'm Becky.
And I'm Lisa. That is L-I-S-A. Thank you very much.
And we just wanted to say, we're not dead.
Isn't that awesome, David? Stinking awesome. Oh, we're so glad that you and Lista aren't dead. That's L-I-S-T-A. So, Lista, we're glad you're not dead, and we're glad Becky's not dead. They were the ones that last week...
The tornado girls,
and we were really scared for them. So, I still don't know who these girls are. I have a feeling that I do know them personally. They might be the Lucy sisters or somebody. So if that's you guys, email me on my personal email. If it isn't you, then email me and tell me that I don't know you, so I'll quit thinking about you all week. So I'm glad you guys aren't dead. And Lista... It was really nice knowing you, girl.
Hey, guys. It's Max Haskell. Or, whatever. I'm from Cape Cod, Massachusetts. I just stumbled upon your podcast there. I saw a video online a couple months ago, and I thought it was flipping hilarious. So I find you guys on the podcast, and I'm looking you up, and I... you know, listen to your stuff, and it got me through a 6-hour shift. I just got off at 6 o'clock in the morning. It's Wednesday. I started at midnight Tuesday night, and hence the 6 hours, and it's crazy. So, yeah, just wanted to call and say I love you guys. You guys are flipping hilarious. Keep up what you're doing with the whole, you know, scaring the crap out of kids thing, and so I'll talk to you crazy guys later, all right? I drive a Toyota.
I don't even know what that means.
I drive a Toyota too.
That was hilarious. I love that accent. So you crazy guys. And I checked his when they call in, it gives me their phone number.
Oh
yeah, they might
so
not have known that.
Call.
But I checked his area code to make sure it wasn't like Josh or somebody from Phoenix doing an accent, and he really is the real thing. He's from Michigan there. So
Cape Cod, Massachusetts.
Yeah, Massachusetts, whatever it is.
Massachusetts.
But so thank you for listening, dude, and we welcome all listeners to call in and leave us voicemails and tell us what you're thinking.
Yeah.
Give us some feedback. Tell us a story or two. We don't care. We just want to hear about this. This show is just as much about you as it is about us. So we do have a couple of emails before you get that guitar out.
I can read.
Go for it. Skip through them because we got little limited times.
Skip through them.
Well, meaning
part one, part two.
I know.
I'll take the shortest one.
All right, I'll do. Why don't you let me do the first one then?
Yeah, do the first one.
All right, this one is from
novel.
Linda in Detroit, and Linda knows that she types a lot.
Okay.
She calls it the wall of words.
It's true.
So
is
Linda,
this the drunk lady?
No, I hope not. No, Linda was from Florida. Yeah. Remember? Or no, that one. No, that
Linda
drunken
was
lady
from Connecticut. Or
okay.
Like go.
She says she was on a youth retreat with her church. She was in a cabin with some of the members, and basically, her and a friend needed to go to the bathroom, but the toilet, the outhouse, was down the hill. It's snowing, right? And but it was started to melt, and then it refroze. So unbeknownst to them, there was ice between them and the outhouse. So it was dark, and they wanted to get there quick. It was kind of an emergency. So one of the friends, her friend, says, "Linda, let's jump on the toboggan, and let's sled down."
What's a toboggan?
It's a sled with those iron, you know, rails on the bottom. So they're like super, super slick.
Oh, okay.
Like the rails on the bottom of your ice skates. So she's like, let's take the toboggan down to the outhouse. And Linda's like, oh yeah, let's do that. They're young. Okay. They're young people. So they get on this thing, and unbeknownst to them is that it had melted and refrozen. So what does that turn into, Dave?
Slush.
No, when it refreezes hard, ice.
Ice.
Snow and ice
snow.
Are two different things. Ice. You know that scene in Christmas Story where he takes the bottom of that bowl and shines it up with that polish, and then he's gone? That's the way Linda said it was like. They hit that ice and just shot like a shot, and they saw the ice go by. They're starting to hit these small trees and running over small trees because they're heading into the woods, right?
Oh, God.
And they can see the trees coming over. Her friend's like, jump for it! And they both dive off in opposite directions, and the sled, they just see it disappear into the woods. And so they got to pee on top of all this. So they drag themselves back up the outhouse, do their business, make it all the way back up.
Did I
mention that one of these people was a male and the other was a female? So they go back into youth group. And what does every youth worker in the world think when two young people have been gone too long? They were out there macking. So they're like, what took you guys so long?
Why are y'all faces red?
And she said they'd almost rather have told them what they wanted to hear rather than what actually happened. But they finally spilled and said, we're on a toboggan and we're idiots. And we rode past the outhouse and the toboggan's out in the woods and we almost died. And so anyway, they got out of trouble. But that was her first story. Basically, her second story has to do with her sister. And her sister doesn't like to poop in places where it's not her house. And so her sister had oh my goodness, what'd she say? She had an abscess tooth, and she had the rag up against her tooth and the whole week to try to make it feel better, and she didn't go to the bathroom the entire week. That was it. Linda, you needed to write a little more. I never thought I'd say that to you, but you need to write a little more. So anyway, Linda in Detroit, thank you for sending your input. We loved that first story. Second one, we're just glad that we're glad the blizzard didn't catch us, sweetie. Don't hate us. Okay, our next email is from Connor, and Connor's in stick cam right now, so no pressure, huh? Anyway, he says he was about 5 or 6. He was the youngest of 5, and he always felt like his older siblings were godlike. Well, anyway, him and his sister go out underneath this tree, and they look up, and this tree is full of like 600 to 5,000 birds. And so his sister had this great idea. Hey, let's throw a rock up into the tree.
And then
run under the tree. Okay, that's the part of the story I don't get is, you know, let's throw a rock in the tree and run screaming
underneath the tree
while the Hitchcockian birds come after us and pick our eyes out. But no, let's run to the birds so they make it easier for them to murder us. No. But anyway, so they throw the rock, they run out of the tree, and the birds
started
pooping.
Yes, that's what I thought.
They hit the bullseye. Let's just say that. In the mouth.
Bullseye in the mouth.
No. Right. His second story, he was about, he was a little younger than this, actually. He'd been playing in the backyard, and They had a garden in the backyard, and it was a perfect breeding ground for all of God's creatures, including the kind with stingers. So one of them flew up his shorts.
Jesus.
And he started trying to swat at it and get it, and it freaked him out, and then in turn he freaks out the bee. And so the bee, of course, when he gets freaked out, what does he do? Sting. He stings. And so he's screaming and hollering, and his mom's chilling inside, and she's just like, yeah, man. God, some of these kids out there screaming, you know? She's like, dang, these stupid neighbors next door, why don't they take care of their children, you know? And if my child was screaming like that, I would go out there and I would take care of, oh my God, it's my kid! And so she runs out there, and of course, what do parents do? They don't care about nakedness. They don't care about nudity. They start ripping your stinking clothes off because there is a beastie inside there dancing around stinging my kid. So she's trying to get in, but the only problem is Connor's freaking out, but he got that genetically from his mother, who's freaking out even more. So mom can't even work the snaps. She's just hitting him and slapping around him and trying to pull, you know, it ain't elastic pants anymore. Mom, I grew up. I have snaps now. So anyway, the older brother comes out and saves the day, casually pulls him inside, pulls the thing out, saves him, releases the bee from captivity so that it can go off and die in peace, I suppose.
So he got stung, though.
He got stung. It did not hit the bullseye this time.
Thank the
that
Lord.
Was the big thing. So thank
the Lord.
He was not stung on the bullseye, but he says for the next 20 years or so, bees kind of terrified him. Well,
I bet.
I understand that perfectly, and I bet you're glad that the 80s are over and those little short shorts are a thing of the past, because now bees actually have to work hard to get up there. You're more likely to get stung on the inside of the leg or the knee rather than on the bullseye. So anyway,
wow.
We're so glad that you emailed in. And Connor, since you're on the stick cam, how'd we do on your stories, bud? Aw, yeah, he's happy. He gave us a little smiley emoticon. See, that's just what you don't get when you're not here live with us. You can't interact. You can't be a part of the show unless you you can't interact with the show unless you're on.
Yeah.
So, Dave, it's time for the recap song, dude.
Okay.
It's what the world's been waiting for. The recap song.
Does that work?
It works better for the guitar. I thought about that last week.
So I told PJ that he couldn't beat me. And holding my breath under the sea. So he tried and he about died.
Cause he couldn't hold his breath as long as me.
Go ahead, James, you go.
Well, I put a bucket under the surface. And I went down and stuck my head in. The trick was all I did was go down and chill a while. But he thought that I was down there swimming. He tried to kill himself. He tried to hold his breath.
Sorry, PJ, for all those times.
Must have thought that I was a superhero. He saw Jesus down there. He almost walked those pearly gates. But all he was a big fat zero. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, what he saw down there was a big ol' alligator. We call him Gators, where I'm from.
And even though before this incident he liked to brag a lot, after it was done, all he could do was suck his big thumb. I just wanna say we love everyone on our podcast who was on Stick Cam today. This is for you. But we also appreciate the voice and emails that you sent our way. And a special thank you to Matthew. You sent some cash.
We'd like to slap your hand
and give you five.
That's what I meant.
I don't know what David was saying there, but I'm sure that it really wasn't nice.
We're hot in iTunes. Let's sing about that a bit. That's enough. Okay, I'll quit. Now it's on to Linda in Detroit. She writes a lot, but her stories are pretty good. At least the one about her jumping on a toboggan was.
Toboggan.
Yeah, a toboggan. You know, this chord progression is a little limiting.
It is. I can throw it.
You can throw an E minor in.
Hold on. Here we go. Start
E minor. Oh, I don't know where we're going now. Some people say that this song's too long. But let me say that Connor sent some stories about 500 birds pooping at the same time. Hey, look, I found some manna on the ground. Let's pick it up all around. Take it inside and cook it on the stove. I'd like to try some and cook it and possibly eat it, but I can't stand to smell it with my nose. I'm a little bee. I'm gonna climb up where no one can see, and I'm gonna sting thee. Gonna try to hit it square. You can slap and dance and call your mom, who will freak out more than you thought she could. But you will never hit me with your hands. I think that's it, babe. I can't think of anything else. Let's have mercy on the people that hate the recap song.
Who hate the recap song?
Some dude who's not
is
important.
He on the forum?
Yes.
Dude, you're gone. I'm an administrator.
I made
assistant.
Him a mod, dude. I made him a mod. Can't He's, fire
dude,
him
I
already.
Can fire him.
Anyway,
PayPal account.
Thank you for being with us today, listening to our podcast. Thank you for making us so popular on iTunes and in the hearts of America. Thanks for everybody in the show. We want you guys to hang out so we can talk to you as we're putting up. And let's do the normal stuff, meaning we want to remind you to call us at
206-600-5704.
Yeah, give us a shout out. Keep it short. Tell us a story. Keep it short. Keep it funny. We'll play it on the show. Email us at nobodyslisteningtous@gmail.com. Get on the forums. You can find those through nlcast.com. Get on our Frapper map and leave a pin so we'll know where you're listening from. If you're cool, we'll might mention you on the show. If you like living in Saskatchewan. We have a MySpace. It's www.myspace.com/NLcast. And then, of course, we have 51 reviews now just during the show. You could be 52. And I read every single one of them, and I love them. I wish I could respond to them. I wish I could send money, but I can't. But anyway, next week is a theme show, David. Do you want to pick our theme right now? Next week's the theme show.
Do we have any ideas?
Embarrassments? Embarrassing things? Is that too broad?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. Okay, we're going to talk embarrassing things next week. It's a theme show, and that means you have to send in. We wanted to do this a week in advance. Send in your embarrassing stories so that we can read those along with our embarrassing stories.
Are we doing listener input?
No, listener input is a whole thing, okay. But I had a suggestion that said, tell us what the theme is a week in advance. And then we can submit our stories too, instead of hearing them a week later,
like
we usually do. So send in your embarrassing stories, and we'll read a couple of them along with the stories that we're going to tell. So that's our show, Dave. Thank you so much, bud.
Dude,
I don't expect to get
any stories at all.
Any stories or any kind of feedback because nobody's listening. Down. That's the stupid closing song that we always play.
I like spaghetti!
Dude, let me play that.
Why does the radio always suck really horribly around 5 o'clock? There's so many commercials.
Because it's the drive home.
But they should play
music.
That's
prime time for radio.
That's like putting a commercial at a Super Bowl.
Dude,
You're preaching to the choir. I don't know what was funny about that.
It's the rapture. It's the trumpet of God.
You're playing my magician's table.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.